Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, Helen Brown has written about Je t'aime moi non plus. I'm Griselda Murray Brown.
Je t'aime, je t'aime, oui je t'aime, moi non plus, oh mon amour, comme la vague.
By the time Brigitte Bardot began dating Serge Gainsbourg when she was 34, she had grown cynical of conventional romance. Her third husband, the millionaire playboy Gunter Sachs, had showered her home with hundreds of roses from his helicopter before they married in 1966. But by 1967, he was cheating. The 39-year-old composer, Gainsbourg, who joked he had a head like a cabbage, developed an obsession with Bardot, or BB. He signed her to the record label, on which he pumped out perky pop hits, and took her out after the pair had appeared on a TV show together. Alas, a combination of awe and booze caused Gainsbourg's celebrated wit and charm to desert him, and he staggered home, believing he'd blown it. But the next day, Bardot called Gainsbourg, offering him a second chance, on the condition that he write her the most beautiful love song he could imagine. Ever excessive, he wrote two, Bonnie and Clyde and Je t'aime moi non plus. Here's Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu Clyde autrefois, c'était un gars loyal, honnête et droit.
For the sweet, swirling organ melody of Je t'aime, Gainsbourg took inspiration from one of the biggest hits of the summer of 1967, the British rock band Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale. Although the tune met Bardot's demand for beauty, the lyrics must have given her pause. The drunken provocateur who just fluffed their date was asking her to sigh that she loved him, while he would reply, deadpan, me neither. Gainsbourg's love of rhyme also led him to locate the act of love between your kidneys. Je vais et je viens entre tes reins. But Gainsbourg's musing on the hopelessness of love struck a chord with the restless and troubled Bardot. They became lovers and met in Paris that winter to squeeze into an increasingly steamy booth and record Je t'aime. The French press got wind of the recording and whipped up a scandal, suggesting the couple had had sex while making it. Bardot fretted that the bad publicity would damage her career and persuaded Gainsbourg to shelve the recording. He was frustrated. The music is very pure, he said. For the first time in my life, I write a love song, and what happens? They take it the wrong way. Gainsbourg approached other women, including Marianne Faithfull, to take Bardot's part. But in 1968, he convinced his new girlfriend, the English actress Jane Birkin, to do the heavy breathing. He laughed off further rumours of audio verite, and famously quipped, "Thank goodness it wasn't, otherwise I hope it would have been a long-playing record." The song was met by a ban by the BBC and condemnation from the Vatican, but it shifted millions of copies around the world. It shot to number one in the UK, where its risque lyrics were lost in translation. It became a straightforward disco snogging song. That Christmas, Birkin played the rest of the couple's debut album to her family, but decided to spare them the orgasmic groans. Birkin's brother Andrew later recalled that the former Nazi armaments minister, Albert Speer, had once asked him for a signed copy of the record. The Jewish Gainsbourg agreed, delighted by the irony. A slew of suggestive spoofs followed, from comics including Frankie Howard, June Whitfield, and a version packed with Good Moaning from the cast of British sitcom Allo Allo, set in Nazi-occupied Paris. The song's breathy sensuality helped inspire Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder's pulsing disco sound, and they covered the song together, with added sax appeal, in 1978. In the late 1990s, the artist Sam Taylor Wood swapped the word kidneys for thighs in an English language version with the Pet Shop Boys that cleverly evoked the digital despair of internet porn. Cat Power and Karen Elson swung the song smartly sapphic in 2008, while Madonna gave it a melodramatic S&M twist on her MDMA tour in 2012. And Birkin referenced the track on Birkin Gainsbourg Le Symphonique, a Serge Gainsbourg cover album which she released this March. Here's Cat Power and Karen Elson.
Like the surge of a wave, I go and I come between you. I go and I come.
Bardo finally released the original in 1986 to raise funds for her animal charities. I gave my beauty and youth to men, she said, and now I am giving my wisdom and experience, the best of me, to animals. At the end of her affair with Gainsbourg, Bardo allegedly pierced the skin of her right index finger and wrote, "I love you" in blood. He did the same and wrote, "Me neither."
Je t'aime, je t'aime. Oh oui, je t'aime. Moi non plus.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.